Hey, welcome to the Spare Change Podcast with myself, Fabs. Over to the right of me, we got
Rax.
And over to the right, we got
Luke.
Or to the left, wherever way you want to do it.
We back, motherfuckers.
We had a little, we had a little week off.
Yeah, the stand up. Blame me.
Yeah, you know.
I'm not blaming. That's
normal stuff.
Let's catch a tan, innit?
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to catch up to the dark skin guys,
you know. I'm trying to catch up to them.
We all have a vitamin D deficiency, so. Like living in England. So, I mean, go get that, man.
Yeah,
go
man.
Get that,
man. I had to catch up to you, man.
Was it Marrakesh?
Yeah, Marrakesh. It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful. I went there before Ramadan, which was a great idea. And yeah,
it would have been tense for you.
It would have been tense, yeah.
Yes,
very tense for you.
Everyone would have been annoyed.
Listen, shout out to everyone that's listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud. Shout out to the ladies out there. Shout out to all the brothers out there. Shout out to all the baby mamas out there. Shout out to all the pregnant people. Shout out to everyone, man. Shout out to all the
jokes. Shout out to all the Muslims doing Ramadan.
Shout out to all the Muslims doing Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, you have a great Ramadan. Obviously, keep not eating. And obviously do iftar when you get a chance.
It must be hard, though.
It is hard.
Have you ever fasted?
I did it for a bit.
I have actually.
Because my mum's Muslim, so I tried it. But it's hard, man. It's hard, proper hard.
Can't drink water, can you?
I can't drink water.
You can't do nothing.
The only reason you can stop fasting is if you're like ill or you got like on your period or something.
Right.
But even then, you finish it up.
Yeah, you finish it up later. You finish up
later.
Because I knew someone I used to work with. They did that.
Yeah.
On the period, and they finished it later. So the five days they missed or whatever.
So everyone's celebrating Ramadan and being finished or still continuing for the two days.
So everyone's in Eid and you're starving.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
No, if that. No food for you.
No, I'll take that, my guy.
I
was thinking the other day, and I don't know if this is a wrong thing to think, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Say what you think.
I was anyway, but I was just pausing just for, you know, so people thought I was sympathetic. But right, no, I'm sympathetic. No, I am sympathetic. I was thinking like, raw, like, because it was raining, yeah?
Mm.
And I was like, so if you go outside in the rain...
You're so dumb, you're bugging. I know,
but it was really raining. I was thinking, yo, if like you're doing rubber and you're out in the rain and a little, you know, like,
or the water hits your tongue,
yeah, because it was chucking
it. It's not intentional though.
Alright, good, that'll give you
like
some.
It's like you
yeah, are it's intentional, not intentional
it would help you, innit? A little bit.
No, wait, it's not.
If I was in Ramadan, I would just
it's not like a power up. The rain's not like a power up. The rain's not in the rain. That's you knowing. So you're burdening yourself then.
Anyway, let's get off this suffering. I'm going to hell, you're going to the hellfire.
Yeah, you're going. You're going to the health.
You're not helping me as well, so you might go as well.
I'm not helping no one.
You told me to say it.
I didn't.
That's a single thing.
Luke did.
Absolutely. As long as I've got company.
I'm not going to hell.
I'm cool, bro.
My God will not allow me to go to hell.
Right? Why is it that every time you go to a funeral, the person's going to heaven?
you're mad morbid today. What's wrong with you?
No, but why?
Wait.
You know, even if the person's done real bad, like it going to heaven, the pastor or whoever there
always says that.
They're going to be.
But that's what they're hoping. That's what they hope. Because obviously, God has the final judgment if you go to hell or not.
Right.
My pops is going to hell, blood.
You can't even say that, bro. That's wild.
Whoa.
Bubble.
What the fuck? But,
no, you can't say that, bro.
No, but obviously, like, you're in church. If you're in a spiritual place, they want you to...
Obviously, they'll
wish the best for the spirit, innit?
Obviously, yeah.
But that person's long gone by that time. They're not in that church. They'll speak about heaven, though.
They'll speak about hell, though. Man's up in heaven.
Well, man's burning in...
Sometimes man's up in hell.
Nah,
I'm
man.
Sure, like... Say, for example, I don't know, like, Hitler. He's up in heaven, just, you know...
I think he's buried, man. No, because I think they... Like, didn't he kill himself?
I can't remember.
I think he killed himself, innit? Yeah. So, I think if man killed himself anyway, like, in a lot of, like, religion, it says you're going to hell straight away anyway. But, like... If they're going to bury him, and he's, like... He's not going to be... Not a prisoner of war, but he's, like... He's a master of tyranny. So they're just going to put him straight in the ground. They're not going to hold a funeral for him.
Mm.
They're not going to hold a funeral. He has no, like, I don't know if he had children or not. There's no one that's going to mourn him.
True.
They're just going to put him straight in the ground.
There might be some people that will mourn him.
What, Nazis?
Yeah, his close ones. Yeah.
He's not going to have any real ones because they lost the war. He has no real ones.
That's not even wrong still. That's some real shit for real.
So you lost the war, so you're going straight like to the ground.
Well, technically, we're all going to hell to be honest, because we all had sex before marriage.
Not if you get born again. If not, if you're born again.
Hmm? Have you been baptized?
Yeah, I've been baptized.
Yeah.
Are you still having sex before marriage?
But I haven't had sex, huh?
You're going straight to hell because you're lying. you're lying to God and yourself. Anyway, let's move past this. Let's be positive. How's everyone been?
I'm good, man.
How's your time off been?
It's been great, man. Good.
It's Rax's birthday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Happy birthday to Rax.
Fake whistle, what was that?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Rockabilly 5.
Bullet! And it's Giggs' birthday today. So shout out to Giggs. Yeah, man.
It's Giggs' birthday a lot.
Yeah. Nice. Big bad.
Yeah, big bad, man.
And small bad. Big bad and small bad.
Small bad!
No, that's so funny. Oh, you don't even understand. Listen, man. Fucking hell, man. Yeah, well.
Yeah, so we're out tonight, obviously.
Oh, yeah. We're celebrating.
Darts. What's it called? Flight Club, real quick. Play some darts. Grab some food. Grab some drink. And then, yeah, man.
Yeah, man. 180.
Yeah, 180. No, stopping it for me. I might have a pipe. Because one time I did that, literally. I hit a pipe.
What?
Yeah, I told you, man.
Yeah, I know, you told us.
Yeah, I hit a pipe accident when I was trying to hit the dart thing. I hit into a pipe.
Do we have to pay the proper thing, or do we?
No, we're playing the proper.
I want to play whatever you want.
Around the world.
You can play around the world. They have a little thing where they record your face, obviously, when you're throwing it. If you hit something, you'd be like, oh!
I'm not doing that. What's around the world? Explain around the world to me.
Around the world, basically, is so, obviously, on the dartboard, you got all the numbers going up to 20, so 1 to 20.
Yeah.
You got to basically hit 1, then hit 2, hit 3, you got to go all the way around until you get to 20. And when you hit 20, to win, you got to hit the bullseye. So the last thing is the bullseye.
Mm.
And basically that's it. So it can go on for quite long. Like, and it's good. It's about accuracy.
Bro. So wait, you throw it at the.
So you'd be like, so are you,
it's out of ring. Start?
No. Anywhere in one.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't matter where it is in one.
But you gotta get one. Okay.
You gotta get one. So just like you're on one, you throw it at one, then you go to two, and then you have to go all the way to get to 20. When you hit 20, cool, you got 20, and then you have to hit the bullseye to win.
Boy, I'm getting a bare belly, so I'm almost there to be a darts champion.
It's just the easiest game to play, really.
We're just standing there and throwing stuff.
Yeah, basically.
I heard, like, I think I've mentioned it before, there's, like, people at my work go axe throwing. There's an axe throwing place in Vauxhall. Like, it's the same thing, but with axes.
That's a wild sport.
Guys are trying to be four.
Yeah. we can talk about Avengers today.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Because
we haven't spoke about Avengers.
Oh, Avengers was great, man.
That was a good movie. I love you 3000, though.
Ah, man.
I love you all, man.
Wait, did you look crack? Because we spoke about it, but...
Yeah, I was on the verge.
I was on the verge of going. I didn't go, but I was on the verge. My nose, I was sniffing like bear. trying to hold it down. I was like, shit.
I was looking to my left. My girl was still gritting teeth from the female scene. Like, when my guy was dying, I thought I was on the verge of crying, and she was just gritting teeth. When they all just started, like, battling up people all together.
Oh, okay,
and she was smiling. She was still smiling about that.
Girls love seeing girls do girl things.
Yeah.
Like
girls.
I know.
Girls are mad bitches.
It doesn't make sense. Like, at all.
Like, you don't like girls, but you love them when they're
doing something. Yeah, like,
just stay in power. Yeah, okay.
Girls are mad bitchy to one another, so it's kind of mad.
when you see them in power, like,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
trying to do, oh, you get it, girl.
It's weird, yeah. The general consensus at the moment is that when I speak to people, is that they don't really like Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I don't. She's trash.
She's trash.
She's not trash.
Yeah, she doesn't do anything. Like, she doesn't do that much in the movie.
She's like the most. She has the power of the Tesseract.
She didn't deserve her own film.
She's basically an Infinity Stone. She didn't deserve her own film.
She didn't deserve.
They didn't do her justice on that film.
That film was garbage.
They took the piss.
It was garbage.
No, but they just didn't do her justice on that film. Maybe her next one.
Yeah. I saw the first 10 minutes of that film.
They put that movie out just to obviously give her, like, to introduce her into
the universe. Yeah,
it's not. She didn't, like, in the movie. She didn't really do that much anyway. Like, she went away from time, came back, and then.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry guys.
You good?
Yeah. What's it called? Yeah, she came back and tried to bat up 4, but it was like she was gone for a long
time in
the movie. She come back and I was like, oh shit, you're here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how I felt.
Trying to spear Thanos.
Yeah.
trying to spear Thanos. Like, all right, cool.
But you like her though, Fabs, though?
I think she's, no, but I think she's like really good. Yeah, I think she's good. There's nothing wrong. Like, I understand in the movie she didn't do much.
Okay.
But I understand that. No, I understand that, but you can't deny that she is one of the most powerful ones. But,
yeah. She's meant to be. She's like, meant to be one of the most powerful ones.
And she kind of showed that ish. But I just feel like the way the movie went, there was bare things in there that just couldn't have been true. Like, it's not...
You know,
you can tell it was a movie.
You know the original Captain Marvel was a black woman? In the comics.
No, it was white.
In the comics.
She's white. She's
white. Right.
That's a black woman.
Nah.
In the comics.
I don't know about that.
In the comics, black woman.
I don't know.
Anyway,
I thought she was white.
She's a black woman.
She's got a haircut like the hair that she has in
Avengers.
Oh yeah,
she got
Avengers,
a haircut. Remember, she said it. She
but in the comics, apparently, she got the same hair.
Oh. Same hair in the comics. Try and find
it. That could be after.
That don't look after.
But comics have been going on for a very long time, you know. That could be after.
After
when? The first Captain Marvel comic, though. That's what you need to find.
Let me do my Googles correctly.
That will show the thing. Because you just typed in Captain Marvel.
But anyway, what do you think of the movie? The whole thing?
It was good. It was good. I loved the movie. They spent a lot of time building it towards the end scene, obviously, with...
Cool.
You know, obviously, I don't want to spoil it for people, but with...
I lied. Apologies, white people. Is a one white man, I think.
Yeah, surely they would have made a black woman. Especially in this era, they would have made her black if she was black.
Yeah, they would have done that.
Anyway, go back to your review, sorry. Apologies there, man.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time building it up to the end scene. Like, they kind of spent a lot of time for the movie doing that with certain characters. I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but with certain characters, you know what I mean? But, man, it was a good movie, man. It was very emotional.
I was going to walk out when they, not in a bad way, but I was like, I thought the movie was over when they killed Thanos in the beginning.
I was excited. I was not ready.
Okay. Yeah,
it was sick. Like, the movie was cold. I can't lie. The movie was cold. Like, it was very, very good.
Proper good, man.
They did what I thought they were going to do in the end, at the beginning. So when they killed Thanos, I was like, all right, cool. Where we go from here?
And then, but it was good Thanos is still in the movie because obviously they brought him back in time. Do you know what I mean?
He's still relevant.
He's still,
obviously they killed him in the beginning and you think, right, like, so what? Then they're gonna, like, what's gonna happen?
Mm.
Like, but yeah, he was still in it, so, which was good. But what confused me was that man was bare more strong. He was so much more strong without the stones.
What, when he came back?
Very true.
Well, when he came back?
Do you know what? I didn't even clock that. Yeah, all right, fans.
But
because he was badding up guys.
Yeah.
No, but he's younger more. Him, innit? But it's younger him without snapping and that.
No, but cool. So in the Infinity War, it's younger him, innit? He was badding up Hulk, right?
Yeah, he was big
bad. A couple of stones.
Yeah, and he was still badding up. He didn't need the stones to bad up anyone.
He didn't have all the stones then. He had like a couple. But yeah. So... I mean,
everyone was batted up though by that time. Everyone was captured, so like we didn't see Thanos without the stones. You haven't seen Thanos fight without the stones, so he gave us a picture of Thanos fighting without the stones. But when he
did he have all the stones at the beginning of the
movie? No, he had two. He had two.
No, he didn't.
At the beginning of the movie,
he had two.
At the beginning of Infinity War,
he had two.
Have any stones at all?
No, he had two.
No, he had two because he had. Remember, he was on a starship with Loki. And then
he got the Soul Stone.
He got the Reality Stone with the Guardians of the Galaxy when they were trying to keep it from him.
Yeah.
He got the Soul Stone, and then he
didn't have the Soul Stone yet. He didn't have the Soul Stone.
I'm just talking about going through the stones that he got through the movie.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out how many he had.
Then he had the Time Stone. He got the Time Stone last.
So he had one Time stone. Flash, yeah. He must have had one stone.
He had one stone.
There's five stones.
Oh, there's five. Okay.
Yeah, it's five stones.
Yeah, it's five stones.
Yeah, because four on the knuckle and then one in the.
Isn't there one in the front?
One in the middle.
Okay.
One in the middle. Four. And then so cool. So he had one stone then, and he was banging up Hulk. I don't know.
But man was like,
he was bad enough Hulk in the first.
Hulk had mad conflict with himself though. Like, man was beefing Banner. He's beefing himself.
He's an idiot. What was I going to say to you, man? Who was your favourite characters in the movie?
Four
for me as well. Who for you, Fabs? What's her name?
Ant-Man.
he was the comedic value. He was the comedic value in the film.
Four was funny too, like.
Four was funny though, yeah.
Four was hella funny.
When he went back.
Yeah, Ant-Man. Trying to tiptoe around.
Yeah. Acting like some idiot. Man started running and looking for food. idiot. He was with the raccoon, and the raccoon, and like the raccoon said, "Oh, come with me." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah."
The raccoon got the souls. He got the stone. Was it? What, the reality stone? Was it?
It was one of the. It was the redstone.
I can't remember the redstone. It was redstone. Yeah, he got it. Yeah, and yeah, then yeah, reality. Then yeah. He was getting chased by all the people, and then four was just like there quieting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was quieting his mouth, just saying. Like, he was like, "Oh wait, I gotta do this real quick. I'll be back." It was funny still.
Yeah,
it was good.
Now, four was my favorite character, man.
Yeah, four's got to be mine as well.
What's your best moment in the film? By the way, bare spoilers.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, the Love You 3000 thing was the most. I gotta say that's the best moment. Actually, no, tell a lie. The best moment in the movie was when they brought back everyone. Everyone came through.
Yeah, that was a moment.
When they, who was it? Doctor Strange came.
Yeah, just with the portals. With the bare portals.
Oh my days. Yeah, yeah, that was cold. That's what everyone. I was like,
one
yes.
thing that didn't make sense was Spider-Man was really swinging on nothing. There was no. Buildings
oh yeah, 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 yeah. There was
no buildings around.
But there's just. Spaceships.
Oh, fuck off.
He's swimming on spaceships, isn't it? Spider-Man swinging on spaceships. Yeah, spaceship.
Plus, he's attached. Plus, he's in space.
Attached.
They weren't in space. No, they were on Earth.
They were on Earth, okay.
Yeah, they were on Earth, yeah. Because they blew up the
Avengers headquarters.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what he's swimming on, though. Must have just rubble, innit? Rubble. I don't know.
Spaceships.
Anyway, overall the movie was good, man. I can't lie. The way they ended the whole thing, like obviously over like this period of time, like 10 years or so.
How many films were
there? So many. Like, I mean,
that's bad.
At least 15.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy amount.
Movies connecting everything up to together, this moment. Yeah. Like the way they ended it was good.
And, one of my friends from work went back and watched back all of the movies in order. He hasn't watched. I think he's watched Avengers now. But yeah, he went back to watch all of them. All of them. He spat down for all.
Do you know weekends. How much time that would take?
Bro, it was bare time.
Yeah.
For one weekend, I think he got through like three or four movies.
He's got nothing to do, boy.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, man. Definitely. Congratulations to him. I wish I had that kind of laugh.
Yeah.
Be you know, very cheap.
Yeah, it would be.
But yeah, man.
That's for shots.
Yeah, man. What are we going to get to next? Like music and that.
Right. Music, yeah, let's get to the music.
The band. Music coming out, innit?
Yeah, Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. We're not gonna start there though. Well, let's start with Vossi Bop. We have to start with Vossi Bop.
Yeah, start with Vossi
Bop. So
number two, number one. Sorry.
It's number one.
One for 2 weeks.
What do you man feel? What was your first thoughts of the song? Like, obviously we didn't.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
don't.
Right.
It's a hater.
No, you don't like Stormzy.
Bro, you don't like it.
I like it. All right,
cool.
Then, I like Vossi Bop.
I didn't. It wasn't that good for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Explain why.
Do you know what? Stormzy's not really the guy that I go to listen to music.
So explain.
He's not a person that I don't gravitate to him to listen to his music.
Fair enough.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yes.
Just for me.
That's fair enough. Me either.
I don't really gravitate to listen to his music.
I know, but the difference is, yeah. Right. Okay. Cool. So you lot are on the same boat, but I know that. Yeah? With what you just said, yeah. But Luke recognized pretty much instantly that it was a good tune.
Yeah.
You were hating on it. Instantly.
I wasn't hating on it.
You were like,
bro, you can't say hating.
You was because you lot think the same thing about Stormzy, but the tune come out and Luke was like, I like it. Luke, no,
I'm
Luke,
not easily said. No, I put in a group by my own accord.
Like he was like, yeah, exactly, and he was like, yeah, I like it. Like I like it, and he thinks the same thing. Awesome. But you were just holding on to hate straight. Like you were just like, no.
I never said that. I said the beat was good. I said the beat was good. He's got some mediocre punchline.
I wish I could go back right now.
There was. It's in the future.
I'm
trying to do the same. but yeah, it was a decent track. It's decent. I think it's kind of growing. It's not. I don't dislike it as much as I did back when I first heard it. I've only listened to it like once or twice though, fully as well. I think he did play at the Dave Show, which I went to.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. I've got. Rex's
live analysis.
Analysis. Yeah. Wait one sec.
I'm just putting out the conversations.
Yeah. Rex said it's alright.
And you know what that means. Like,
wait.
Someone says it's aight. Like, that don't mean that's not good.
That's not me hating.
Rex said I tried to like it. It's okay. I didn't say it was bad. Fair enough. He didn't say it was bad.
No, no, he said it was bad. When someone says something's aight, yeah. If I'm out with a girl, you see me out with a girl, then cool. Then the morning after, you message me and go, like, how was last night? Like, you beat, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I beat. Yeah, how was the pussy? It's like, it's aight.
It went fast,
yeah.
It was dead.
That means it's like, wasn't that great?
And then Fabs is like, if it was Drake doing the same tune,
100%,
you wouldn't show the same kind of hate.
100%.
And then Rax is like, to be honest, Drake would have come harder.
Yeah, personally, I don't feel like he came that hard after 2 years, a 2 year break. I don't think.
I think he came very pause. I think he went in still.
He did.
Like, I think he went in.
Alright, cool. I'm not saying the track.
It reminded me of okay, start. Cool. It reminded me of start.
What do you mind think of the track now? Then, what do you mind think of the track? Same, it's number one.
I think the tunes like.
I like it.
Yeah,
I still like it. Yeah? I still like it, man.
Yeah, same. I like it. I like it more so than I did back when I first listened to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's done alright. I rate it. It's UK on the map again. Obviously, he's done did his thing. He's grime, innit?
Yeah.
He's all grime. Right.
Since we're here, yeah. Then I had. So obviously, you know, Stormzy, he's been number one for two weeks now.
Yeah.
Yesterday, yeah. So, I was basically just thinking. Obviously, so he's basically. Would you not say he's pop now?
Is he pop?
Yeah.
Why'd you say he's pop? Because that was.
Now, would you not say he's pop? Because by the standards of what pop is, and what do you not think pop is really? I think we spoke about it before, but what is like, what do you not think pop is now, or? Just in general, what were your thoughts like when you think of something like pop?
Well, a pop song isn't
because I don't think pop a grime tune. I don't think pop is a.
You don't think it's a.
It doesn't, pop doesn't have a sound. It's just what's popular. It's just what's popular at the moment and what's the biggest song at the time.
That's right. What you think of it, right?
That's what I think pop is.
I think pop is like it's just. That's that genre, isn't it? It's the genre is different. That what Stormzy's done there and got.
I don't think it's a genre
one.
Either.
But I think pop is a genre. Pop is
okay, but it could be a genre, but it don't have a sound, a specific sound. It's just what's popular.
No, it doesn't have a specific sound.
But there was a time back in the day where it did have a sound
because everything sounded the same and it went number one. That's where.
Right. So I guess that's what's maybe confusing.
But obviously the genres kind of changed. Like every genre has changed. So pop itself. Every other genre has evolved and it's got other like sub-genres within it.
Yeah.
So hip-hop's got sub-genres in it. Grime's got kind of the root kind of grime songs.
Grime is the sub-genre of hip-hop though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But grime has its own kind of sub-genres. It's still got drill, its... Like... It's got drill.
Okay, cool. How are you? All
right. And, and there's soul, neo-soul, R&B.
Right.
That's all under one kind of umbrella.
Like any of those songs, like, for example, so neo-soul, R&B, you know, fuck it, a country song, a hip hop song, they can all become a pop song.
I don't disagree with that because it's like Rihanna. Rihanna would put out a song, so.
Right.
What's the song with Drake?
Take Care.
Not Take Care, the latest one that came out, Party Next Door.
Or Work.
Yeah, that's a pop song.
It's not, but it is.
Why is it not a pop song?
Because it's not a pop song because of the sound. It's a pop song because it was popular, yeah. Because it was really popular.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing, like... But so, by that... I'm saying that Stormzy must be a popular... Stormzy must be pop because he sells so much. And if you saw how much he sold the first week on that one song, it's like, right, like, that's ridiculous.
But I think pop's got a negative connotation, especially when you're a grime or a hip hop artist. Yeah. It's got a negative connotation, and you don't want to be kind of put under that umbrella.
He wouldn't say it's pop.
And if he wouldn't say it himself, so I'm not going to put him under that umbrella.
No, but he wouldn't, and I wouldn't either. I wouldn't say the tune is pop, but if when you hit number one, when your tune hits number one, especially for 2 weeks, and it's really popular, you're hearing it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's getting rinsed. Like, Big For Your Boots could be considered a pop song because of just how it was everywhere. And it was, you know what I mean? It was being played everywhere. Everyone was playing it. Everyone loved it. It reached the demographic that maybe the music wasn't made for. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
so
I think
it's just big. It's really big that it just ends up being a pop
song. But it just does him an injustice because at the end of the day, it's a very popular grime song. And it kind of takes away from...
It's not grime, though. It's rap.
It's rap.
Sorry. It's a popular rap song.
Yeah.
But you, and it's taken away from the culture. Like, you're taken away from the culture because it's so popular.
But you,
forget the pun, it's so popular. It's not this genre no more. It's because it's doing so well. It's not this genre no more because this genre can't do this well. Let's call it something else. We can't do that to our music, though.
You could say that hip hop is pop. A lot of it, we are popular music right now. Like, our culture is popular music. Like, pretty much most people listen to us, and other genres, by our style, like a lot of the time.
I do agree with you.
I agree with that. But at the end of the day, I'm not willing to classify it as pop because that takes away from our culture. Because then we put it under someone else's umbrella.
Right.
I'm not willing to say it's pop. I'm not willing to say. I'm going to say it's pop.
But you're taking pop as a bad thing.
No, it is. It is kind of a negative connotation. Why? because you're.
It's not really. If you go by it, say okay, it's popular music. Pop is popular music. Then.
That means
the tune is actually popular. Like that's the reason why it's number one.
Yeah.
No, but then I guess it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
It's taken away from a culture. If you
said to Stormzy that he's a
pop artist. Oh, you're a pop act.
He wouldn't agree with it. He wouldn't agree with it. But if you explain to him like that, like oh, this tune is popular. Like that kind of makes you a pop artist.
Like if Stormzy starts bringing out tunes and they go top 10 all the time, on the radio all the time, played on the radio doesn't mean that you're pop, but if it reaches so many different demographics,
yeah. Is Adele pop?
So where literally, yeah, like it's been played.
Is Adele pop? Is Adele pop?
Then he's pop.
Is Adele? Is she pop?
Yeah.
What is she? What do you think she is?
I don't think she's pop.
And I agree with you.
I agree.
Her sound is
not pop. Her sound
is not pop.
This is why we're getting confused. Back in the day.
It would be S Club 7. It would be S Club 7.
S Club 7.
It would be S Club 7.
So that sound is pop. Like, but okay. to us,
but no, but wait,
because back then we weren't getting
it. But you know, we can say that. It was so solid. 21 seconds. It was number one at one point.
Okay.
That was Garage. What was that? Not Garage.
Garage, that was
cool.
Garage.
But that was
okay.
Like,
but it was
but
not
that
pop.
Was that time.
But it was not pop.
That
was not pop, though.
Okay, cool. But then that was like one. At the time, that was such an anomaly.
But it was still not pop.
That was like raw. That happened.
It was still not pop.
Raw. Right, cool. It could have been. You could say it was pop back then. Cool.
So it's funky pop. All those funky tunes that probably went number one. Are they pop?
They didn't go number one.
I'm pretty sure some of them went number one.
Nah, none of them.
Fish Go Deep went number one, I think.
Maybe. And you could probably call it pop then. Yeah. Because if it was,
you're taking away from other genres then.
No, but I just think listen.
You're taking away from other genres then.
The reason you're getting confused.
I'm not confused. I'm offended.
Okay, cool. Everyone gets confused by it and maybe puts a negative connotation on it because
you're taking
back
away
in
from
the day, as you just said, S Club 7, fucking Blue, fucking 5, fucking all these people back in the day when we were young, when we were in primary school. When I used to see them, they were on Top of the Pops. They were being played all the time on the radio. Kids would be singing it in the classroom because it was just like the popular song, innit?
Yeah.
Like, it's the song that you just hear all the time. And if you're watching fucking them Saturday shows that we used to watch in the mornings, I can't remember what they're called. The fucking
Saturday Kitchen.
Wait, you're watching Saturday Kitchen at like 7.
Wow!
You're in the future.
SMTV, all of that. Like they will play those types of tunes on there. So like you'd be like, yo, okay, cool. So as we're growing up, we're thinking, yo, that's pop. Like that's the sound of pop. So then when they're starting to call, now we're in this era, and you're starting to call certain songs pop. Like for example, One Dance isn't the sound of it isn't pop, but it's pop. Because of how pop, like it was fucking number one for 13 weeks. It was everywhere. It reaches all different types of people. So now it's pop, innit?
So
like we can't now. So I'm saying, yo, like Stormzy, is he a pop artist now?
Because no, he's not a pop artist.
He's had a couple of tunes in the top 10.
That's irrelevant. He's a grime hip hop artist on top of the game, within his genre.
Right.
He's obviously transcended the genre. But he's still repping the genre. He's not saying
no. But it doesn't mean.
Doesn't mean
you can't rep.
Yeah, but he's still. You're
Drake's pop.
But everyone's labeling him.
Drake's pop.
I don't know about that.
James Fox. He even said it himself. He said it in one tune. Maybe Layla fans for nothing. Fans for nothing. Thank
you. You sound like you're on drugs.
I don't know what you're saying.
How they love me. Why they were skimming off the budget. Now when I see them, then it wasn't acting funny. People have been reaching out to me and I was just saying, I would have money, respect. I would have all of your fans if I didn't go pop and I stayed on some conscious shit. That's what he says. So I was just going for it, my bad.
Okay.
I would have all of your fans if I didn't go pop and I stayed on some conscious shit.
Drake is not a pop. Drake is not
His sound ain't pop, but... No. traditionally, his sound isn't pop, but he's made his sound pop because of how popular he is.
So his
and how many people like his music. So if you go to a Drake concert, you're not just seeing us there, you're seeing loads of like different, like you'll see all ages there. Like you won't see just like, say, 18 to 30. You'll see all different ages there because everyone loves Drake.
Yeah, but
he's popular, and I think Stormzy's pushing towards that.
But we need to move away from, I think, labeling things pop, because at the end of the day, there's too many negative connotations that go around with it. And
we should change the connotation then.
No, we should just keep it in the genre.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought like, because if we're
wherever,
like, I Britney, keep it Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, they were always pop to me.
Christina Aguilera.
They were always pop to me because I'm a genie in a bottle, man. Big rhythm, but yeah, they were like always. They were always pop to me because they made a certain type of music that always sounded like it just stuck to a certain.
Don't be so quick.
Walk away. Yeah, like
Those are the tunes that
they're always dancing in.
You hear in the bad raves.
Yeah, yeah.
The songs that you hear in the bad raves, that's pop.
Right, but
that's the songs you hear in the bad raves.
But now, you don't hear those types of songs in the charts like that. Like really,
you hear them in the bad raves.
A lot of them,
because they were pop songs.
No, bro, but listen,
they were old pop songs.
If you look at a top 10 right now in the top 10 charts, right, you'll see a lot of tunes in there. Yeah, you wouldn't consider them pop. But back in the day, in 2002, if you looked at the charts, a top 10 charts, you would say all those songs are pop.
Yeah.
You would say every single one of them. So we have to keep that same. We have to keep, if we're going to do that, if in 2002 that was the rule, then right now we have to keep that same rule.
All right, so Vossi Bop's number one.
You're saying that's not pop?
Old Town Road.
I would agree.
Old Town Road 2.
I wouldn't say that's pop either.
Lewis Capaldi. Someone you love.
Who that is?
Number three.
It could be pop.
Lewis Capaldi. Oh, number four. Wow. Hold Me While You Wait.
Wow, that's got two in the charts.
Billie Eilish. Bad Guy. Number five.
Yeah, maybe that's pop.
Medusa and the Good featuring Good Boys. Piece of Your Heart. Number six.
Good Boys.
Taylor Swift.
These are pop artists.
Brendan Urie. Me. Number seven. Avicii featuring Aloe Black. SOS. Number eight.
That's not pop.
If I Can't Have You, Shawn Mendes, number nine. Just You and I, Tom Walker, number 10.
Okay.
And in number 11, Keisha, Becky, that's not pop. That's drill.
That's what I'm saying.
So why is it pop then? It's number 11 in the top 10.
It could be though. You could say, but it's so popular. Gunling was top 20. I don't know if it went into the top 10.
A Location's number 12.
So this is what I'm trying to say.
Is Location popular?
You would never see those types of songs in 2002.
Yeah, because the culture's changed towards in terms of.
So that's what I'm saying though.
The culture.
We are popular music.
Exactly. So let's not call us pop then.
We're
not going to call us pop, but some songs do transcend into that.
Oh no, because it's accepted because it's accepted by an audience wider than us, that's fine.
Yeah.
But let's not change the terminology of our music to state
I'm
that.
I'm not saying that.
You're saying it's pop.
I'm talking about...
You're trying to classify something artists. As pop.
I'm talking about specific artists and tunes. Like, right now, Stormzy, I can't say... I'm just making an argument to say maybe he could be pop, right? But I wouldn't say he is pop because... He hasn't had that many tunes to be like, yo, like, yeah, he's pop. Mm. Drake's had loads of tunes that have transcended so much boundaries that it's like, okay, cool. You can call Drake pop. Like, he does transcend to that, but we know he's not a pop artist. Like,
he's not a pop artist. Yeah, but
he doesn't generally, like, most of his music isn't like that. And even the pop songs, they're not, you wouldn't even be like, rah, like that's a.
But I feel as I said, as I said, you might want to classify as that, but I feel like we're taking away from our genres by saying
I don't think you should be doing that. You're saying
they're pop. Because at the end of the day, you're taking them, these artists, you're taking them away from where they've come from. Mm. You're taking them away from hip hop. You're taking them away from grime. You're taking them away from R&B.
I'm not.
No, because, no, once the wider, no, but once,
popular.
No, but once the wider society see them as pop, quote unquote, artists, they're going to be expecting, well, there's going to be, they're going to be in a certain group.
You're grouping them away from. I just think we are now popular music. We weren't before.
All right, cool. I agree with that. But I wouldn't agree.
Now you've got to understand what comes with that. Now you are popular music. Now some songs that reach a certain level,
are gonna be now considered pop. That's just it at the end of the day, and that's literally a good thing, because it's just we're transcendent. We're fucking up shit. Like, that means we're moving like in a most amazing way, and I don't think it's ever gonna change. Now I think this is it. I don't think hip hop and grime, every subgenre from hip hop is going to thrive now because of that. Like, I don't see it changing in the next 10 or 20 years. I just think that it's just going to be like this. But yeah, man, it's been 34 minutes of craziness. What other music we got?
Now, I wanted to say Stormzy, in terms of, I think, UK artists, I think he's one of the first grime or hip hop artists to go in terms of wealth in the UK. So he's got 16 million now. In terms of the money he's making, he's made 60 million.
Yeah, the thing. That's sick.
So shout out to him for that, man. He's making moves, big tune, breaking records.
Ed Sheeran's 160 million.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that guy.
Why not?
Culture boy. I'm joking. He was on SPTV though. What happened to SP? Where's Jamal now? Why is he not helping SP?
Huh?
Why is he not helping SP?
He needs help SP. He needs help.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Back in the day.
No, I know, but he needs to help them.
Nah, man.
You don't need to help them. That's Jamal's platform. Jamal needs to help them.
For real.
Anyway.
Oh, well, man.
Anyway, that's another conversation. What other things have I got in the docket? What have I got in the docket? Rax, give us. So Rax went to go see Dave.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. I went to go see Dave. I think it was like 2 weeks ago now. 2 weeks ago? One of his first show in Brixton was a good shout. What we call People's. It was good. It was a good shout. It was good. What do you want to know?
Give us a review, man.
It was good. Dave done
performance,
his
stage presence.
Dave is a good artist. Yeah, well, Dave is definitely a good artist. He had the crowd on side, like from the offset. As soon as he come out.
What did he come out to?
Yeah, brother was he came out to grew up in Streatham.
Oh, Streatham, okay.
He grew up in Streatham as well. Man, it was a good show, bruv. It was weird because the dynamic of people that were there, it was weird as well. That's another thing. I was seeing like dudes that just like not to like stereotype people, but it was like he looked like this white guy was next to me, and it was just like he looked like a guy that sits in the room playing video games. Yes. But he knew all the words to Streatham, all them tunes. Even though she was like Black Box. Do you remember Black Box?
Yeah, I think so.
He knew all the words. I didn't know the words to Black Box, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, pop, a couple man. Times. Pop.
Dave
is not pop.
Dave is not. I agree with you.
Dave is not pop.
Could be considered
He's a popular artist. But yeah.
He's not pop though.
No, he's not pop.
Transcendent.
But it was a
number
good,
12.
Good.
Man.
He had a number one. Funky Friday. He's not.
He's had a couple number ones.
Exactly. He's not pop though.
He's had two number
ones. Why Storms?
How many number ones do you need before you consider pop?
He's not pop though.
How many number ones do you need to be considered pop?
He ain't pop.
You know, I keep saying
it's not about number ones though.
Alright, so what is it then?
It's about the music you make.
You don't make pop music.
So, okay, cool. What does pop music sound like then?
I feel in love.
I'm done with you.
Them songs that got played in them kind of clubs.
One Dance was in the charts. It was into the top 10 or maybe number one for fucking 15.
Don't be so quick to walk away. Those tunes there, they're pop songs.
Nah, I don't think so.
I just think that we're jaded by that because that's how the sound was for so long. Like we didn't get in the charts, so we didn't.
Never
got in the charts.
Let me go on the spot. Let me go on the spot.
No, we never got in the charts until recently. You know, we weren't top ten until recent. You know, like you got to remember that. So man's obviously fucked up. Like man, in our heads, like probably pop music sounds like Justin Timberlake's first album.
Let me go on a pop playlist. 2017.
Anyway, now we've been on the pop thing for
Bruno
too long.
Mars.
We'll talk about this.
Nah, cast the pop thing.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd ain't pop.
Starboy isn't pop.
Starboy was
no.
No. I'm a motherfucking Starboy.
I don't think
that's pop. I don't think
either. It's a pop sound. See, this is what I'm trying to see. See,
that is a pop sound.
It's no,
a pop
it's
sound.
Not. Pop sound in tune.
It is.
It's a pop sound in tune.
I'm trying to get into the worst way. Yeah, that sounds like that's a pop tune.
It's a pop tune.
So listen to the beat.
We can make
listen to the beat of that tune.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen to the beat of that tune. It ain't pop.
I'm trying to put you in that worst mood. Ah.
Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to. Is that not a pop song?
No, that's not a pop beat, bro.
That's not a pop beat. I can't lie, it's not a pop beat.
But anyway,
fucking banger. But
that is a fucking
Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars is the biggest example.
Yeah. Bruno Mars is pop.
Bruno Mars is pop. Anyway, go on. Say the day review. Sorry, apologies for everyone. This guy's trying to shit in the background.
Fuck.
Keep your mouth quiet, man.
Yeah, he brought out a couple acts as well.
Yo, this girl, this filter is getting out of hand.
Oh, anyway, I saw it. Don't do
Jesus
that.
Crispy. Anyway, yeah, go on.
Yeah, so he brought out a couple acts. He brought out Heady, Mo Stax, AJ Tracy, Burna Boy, which was we shut it down. And who was it? And Frida, which is cold.
What was Frida say?
Frida was cold. Obviously, they done. Was it Funky Friday? That shut it down. And
why are you calling him Frida? Isn't it Fredo?
I think it is Fredo still, but I call it Fredo. Anyway, what's it called? but yeah, it was a good show, man. It was a very good show. It was very good.
Okay. What was the highlight?
The highlight probably must have been when he brought up Banner still. When he brought up Banner.
Location.
Yeah.
Dave's got this thing when he gets the crown aside, like, he'll be talking about his Marge and everything. Like, he was talking about how his mum, like, they used to live in a council flat. He was running from, his mum was running from deportation. All that kind of stuff. Like, he proper, I don't know what it is, but he proper has a way with people and way with words. So he's a really good artist as well. So, but yeah, it was a good show, man. 100%. I've got to get into this.
Sick, man.
Sick.
So, out of the shows you've seen this year, you've seen Drake.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen Dave.
Yeah.
What out of those two shows, which one did you enjoy the most? Not which one was the best, which one did you enjoy the most?
Oh, I'm going to say Dave then.
All right, cool.
I think I'm going to say Dave just because... Yeah, I just think Dave was better, like, in general. He brought out a lot of UK acts and stuff like that, and I liked it. But when I was at Drake, though, he didn't bring out a lot of UK acts. He brought out flipping, what's it called?
Wizkid
and Tory. That was about it. So it wasn't the same for me. But I think, yeah, Drake's had some amazing shows.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, it's been good.
Big man, stop singing, please.
Please chill.
Send me the location.
What's the filter? I saw it as well.
Yeah, guys are moving mad still. Yeah. So there's a girl filter. I've tried it still. I deleted the picture straight away. I'm not doing that.
I'm gonna look at it soon still.
It's on Snap. Yes, on Snap.
Yeah, it's on Snap.
So there's a filter like
that. And it takes away your beard.
It'll make you and puts a wig on you. So you look like a chick.
You see the Conan one?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The Conan one's funny. It's ridiculous. It's Conisha.
Ridiculous.
Conan's very funny. You see it?
Yeah, I've seen it still.
I'll show you later.
This one.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Which one is it?
Man looks like an auntie with a mustache.
Which one is it?
Oh, that's this so one. Jokes.
That's mad. That's it. That's mad.
Oh.
Right, so.
Are you mad? Would you mind post it?
Are you mad? What for?
Yeah, I might. I could. I would.
You would.
Fuck it, man. I ain't got no shame like that.
That's a voice changer. Nah.
Anyway, so yeah.
Niggas are doing filters mid-podcast.
I know. What's going on, man? Like, relax. Everyone, man, let's get back to the thing, man. Put the phones down, man.
Yeah, my phone's down, man.
I mean, like, you don't have to put your phone down, but come off the filter thing, Rex.
Nah,
Rex really wants to look like a gal so bad. Rex really trying to look like a gal so bad.
I'm trying right. to see what
we're
talking about.
The other day, like, Krypton Corner, they went out... they got some food from their restaurant and they went to some place in Croydon where the homeless gather, like, I think maybe every week or every day, I'm not sure.
But I think it was every day.
Yeah, and they basically go there to people donate food to them and stuff.
They donated food to Brixton Soup Kitchen as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's sick. Bare people do that, yeah. Soup Kitchen is quite popular. But they did that at some place in Croydon where they go and do that, and Crepticona did that, and they posted about it and whatever, and then Crept was on his story. Obviously, there was a bit of, like, you know, people commenting and saying that, you know, you shouldn't post about it, you shouldn't do anything, you should just do it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that? Like, I mean, I personally agreed with him. Like, you know, if you're doing something good, it doesn't matter. Like, you should just do it. Like,
it doesn't matter. Like, I'm pretty sure they do a lot of stuff outside of that as well.
Yeah, but if you do something good, it doesn't matter if you film it or don't.
It doesn't.
No,
someone could end up filming you there anyway.
I think it depends who you are, to be honest.
Really?
I think that comes into play because, like your intentions behind certain things, like, people might look like they have the best intentions and have the worst intentions and be posting it on Insta just to get their clout and to get the followers up and to draw attention to themselves.
They might have an album coming out, whatever.
But someone like Krypton Conan wouldn't be that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. It depends who you are at the end of the day.
Right. Okay.
So,
what kind of person you are, to be honest?
Yeah, like, obviously, people are going to always say something and judge you by your actions if you post it, no matter what you do. Mm. You're posting it on the platform to get critiqued anyway.
I think it's stupid, like.
So I think it is relatively silly.
Yeah, because it's like, yo, they're doing something good. So if they're filming it or not, like, it's like, or they took a picture, it's like, okay, like, so what? Like,
yeah, like
I'm going to do something good today. I've gone to help out some people. At the end of the day, the objective is to help those people. If I've helped those people, it doesn't matter if I've taken a picture or I haven't. Like, I've still helped those people. Like, they're winning at the end of the day. It's not about me winning, really. It's about them. Like,
but it's like
they're fed and they're, you know what I mean?
But I didn't feel like, oh, right, like they shouldn't be doing this.
No. Posting it. I think they're kind of like.
I think it's weird to think that anyway.
I think they're kind of like they might have a responsibility within the community to do that and to show on their platform that.
And even okay, show that place exists.
Yeah, and like I actually do this.
Yeah.
Within my community, maybe you can help out with. I don't know. Maybe you got something in the cupboard you can help out and give to the community center.
Right.
And maybe help these people that are struggling and in need. Yeah. It's different when people are like proper filming it, going around. Okay, here, let's say they buy like 10 cheeseburgers from McDonald's and start giving it out on road, and then post it on the Insta saying, "Oh,
that's
I'm
the worst thing ever that you could possibly do, though."
What?
Give out some, like 30 cheeseburgers. What the fuck you doing, man? These men are fucking struggling. You're gonna give them a cheeseburger?
What? You rather get them crack?
Kill them quicker.
Crack.
Burgers are already crack, so anyway. Basically crack. So yeah, you might as well give them some crack.
Anyway. I think back to this issue. I just think it depends who you are, depends your intentions, and like as a celebrity, it kind of
you're gonna get that kind of negative feedback
anyway. Yeah,
right.
A lot of people are gonna do that. It just depends on the person, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, man. Nah, I just thought that was weird, but like, yeah, I think it's cool, man. Like, even things like Grepa, like as you said, like it could, you know, people. If you film it, it could bring awareness to other people so they can come and do like the same thing. Because even like with Grenfell, like if no one kind of like was like, oh, I'm bringing stuff down, or say if that was on the news or whatever, you see what I'm saying? If someone wasn't filming people bringing stuff there, there wouldn't have been loads of people bringing supplies to the people who were homeless, like, you know what I mean, from that incident. So I think it is important to bring awareness to it. So when people say that, it's just, yeah.
I saw Giggs do a similar thing this week. I think like he went down to someone that actually does it by their own accord and he helped them out.
Okay.
So he didn't do it obviously off his own back, but he brought light to a person that does it on their day-to-day.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really good thing as well.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Because you're giving light to this person that does it on a day-to-day.
Yeah.
Then they're not looking for clout or anything like that.
I even think like the people that do it, like, because there's loads of people out there like in the community that do proper good shit, that they're proper doing stuff that needs to be done.
Yeah.
But they don't shed any light on it because they'll say to you, oh, I don't do it for that. I don't do it to shed light on it. But they need light shed on it so that people can see it, so more people can do it, so then more of us are, you see what I'm saying? Like, if you're just doing it in silence, I hear that, that's cool, but you do need some exposure.
End of the day, a lot of people are followers, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And like, if you see a celebrity do it, you're going to do it.
Yeah,
or some people are going to do it.
Yeah.
And that's how they...
Even more celebrities.
Yeah, if you see a celebrity do it, most likely loads of people are going to do it. But then, you know, there are some people that will just see someone doing something and be like, yo, like, maybe I could help with that. And then it's like, as you said, Giggs. Like, obviously, Giggs is seeing this person doing whatever. He's gone, oh, maybe I could help with that. And he's gone with them to do whatever, which is sick. Like, but he probably would only have known that through seeing something, maybe online or maybe through someone else. Or do you see what I'm saying? So it has to, you need some sort of exposure for these things, like for these good deeds. Like, so I just think it's silly when people are like, don't film it, just do it. Like, nah.
Big up Krypton Conan, though.
Yeah, big up that, man. Yeah.
Shout out to them. Shout out to Giggs.
The thing's been, restaurant's been out for 1 year now, isn't it?
So. Oh, yeah. Have you been yet? Because we were laughing it. Last year, we were laughing it.
I don't know why you were laughing.
I was laughing it on the bus.
I was laughing it on the bus.
I ain't been yet now, man. But I'm going to
go. I think I might go.
I'm going
to go. On a Sunday.
I don't know why I ain't gone. They do that thing, innit?
What?
Soul Food Sundays.
Yeah, I might go on Sunday.
Soul Food Sundays, alright. Sounds like a shout.
Yeah, it looks alright.
Got Hennessy Burger.
They got a Hennessy Burger, yeah.
That's good food,
bruv. So it's a man still. It is man.
Support black business, you know? All that jazz.
Oh, yeah. They've been a year out. We've been a year out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary to us.
We've been a year out,
man.
We've been doing this for a little while.
Spare Change Podcast. We've been here.
We'll plug it.
Been here for a year. It's been great, man.
Been doing big things, man.
Been doing our thing.
Being consistent.
In the pipeline. Being consistent.
Yeah, man.
Consistency is key, man.
Yeah, that's it, man. And yeah, man. Like, you know what I mean?
So to the audience that have been on the journey this year with us, thank you very much.
We appreciate it a lot.
Can't stop, won't stop. We're hopefully going to grow our following and continue to grow our following.
Yeah, man.
Perseverance is key. Keep sharing with your people, getting people to follow us, like us. This ain't the end of the podcast, by the way. We need to get some spare change appreciation there. So I think please continue to get people to like us, follow us, listen to us, feedback, comment, all of that good stuff.
Any content you want us to cover, etc.
We will cover it, yeah. And if anyone feels, any of our listeners want to come on the podcast, I think maybe...
Get out, Fabs, get our
socials, get out the Spare Change podcast,
yeah,
Instagram
podcast as well. Yeah, that's
good. And feel free to come on the podcast if you want to come on the podcast as a listener and discuss anything with us that's been irking you in the back, anything that we've touched on.
Do your CRB checks as well, just to make sure that you're not...
No, there's no CRB checks. There's no CRB checks. Anyone's free and welcome.
Yeah, man.
For a fruitful podcast. So yeah, that's a little plug done.
Well, plug's done. Luke, let me ask you a question. Yeah,
go crazy, man.
So, your girl, yeah.
This is trouble already.
Your girl is talking to her friends, and she's talking to her friends, and she's like, "Yeah, Luke loves me, yeah, but I would, you know what I mean? I would love it if other guys gave me some attention. Like, yeah, I mean, that would just make me feel. I don't want the attention, but." You know,
that's hypocritical in itself already.
I don't want the attention, but I'd love it if some other guys pay me attention, because it would be like, you get me, like it would make me feel good, like, you get me, just make me feel wanted. I don't want it at all, but you know, it's make me feel good. What would you say to that? Would you like,
I would
make you feel a certain type of,
it would make me feel,
Aisha Curry, by the way.
Yeah.
No, Aisha Curry went on the Red Table Talk. Red Table, I need to start watching that still, yeah, it looks good. But the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett and the rest of the fam. And she went on there and she basically said that, you know, it would be nice if she had male attention, and she doesn't really get that male attention. She doesn't want it, she doesn't need it, but it would just be nice to kind of get that. But yeah, like, what would you do if...
I'll be annoyed if I heard that come out. Obviously, heard that it's not... If it's out of thought rather than in a conversation between her and her friends... Because there's a difference between a conversation I have with you guys.
No, but this... All right, cool. So this conversation's on Instagram Live.
Instagram. Then it's smoke. it's pure and utter smoke. She's come to the smokehouse. Like, you're not putting
came
it...
Came to the smoke,
like,
party.
Exactly. Like, you're coming shisha.
Bring,
like,
your gas mask.
Bare shisha. Like, there's a difference between a conversation between you and your friends. And like, all right, cool. I'm not really like... I still want to feel like I got it. Like, I want guys to kind of pay me attention while I'm... I know I've got a boyfriend there. I understand, like, maybe as guys, sometimes you want to feel like, oh, I still got it. Like, things still dig me, innit?
I still got that dig that.
things still dig me. And obviously, I don't know how it is being a female, but I assume they still want to feel kind of attracted and wanted.
Mm.
Especially, like, in this woman's situation, she's got, like, bare kids by the guy. And he's an athlete. I think it's a weird thought to be having out of your circle to have that conversation. It's a public. Those feelings are probably like natural feelings to have, in terms of you don't want it to be a consistent. If it's a consistent feeling, then it's a problem, because then you're not interested. Like, you're not focusing on your relationship. But if it's a feeling,
I don't
think
she's not focused on the relationship. But I think it's a bit weird, because obviously she's talking amongst her friends, though. It's that thing that's going to be amongst her friends. Obviously, it's on Instagram Live, but it's meant to be amongst her friends.
There's a time and a place, man.
Yeah, that's the time that she wanted to talk about, isn't it? That's like, her friends all do that kind of stuff. That's her circle, right? But the thing is that I think it's a bit weird is that, remember that she's married to Steph Curry, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen their relationship play out. They've been childhood sweethearts.
Yeah.
So, guys not hollering and doing whatever, all this hoo-ha, it's kind of it's kind of respect out to the situation for them, respect for them, man. Because obviously, remember, we've seen them come up from, like, I don't know, from when she was pushing pram to like now, right? And niggas respect Steph Curry a lot. Niggas respect Steph Curry a lot in that kind of industry. So it's not really
a shooter.
Huh?
He's a shooter.
Yeah, he's a shooter. He shoots shots. Anyway,
But she wants niggas to shoot their shot.
Yeah, but that's what I think. That's what I think is dumb. Yeah, that's what I think is dumb. It's not a case that no one thinks her attractive. She's an attractive woman. She's nice.
Yeah.
So it's not like the fact that she's dead or whatever. But it's the fact that it's just the fact that niggas have more respect for their situation. What's going on? Of course, guys are hungry. Guys are always wanting to shoot their shot. Yeah, but she's not at the top of the list because we know where it is with their relationship and that stuff.
You need to think about it. If the guys on like 300 mil, yeah.
Yeah,
why are you shooting your shot? Like,
but there's probably hella dudes that are shooting their shots.
It's like cool.
She's saying nah. She's saying no one's shooting.
So if a don's on like,
so people are shooting a shot. It's not like that.
Nah.
She probably wants a caliber of guy to shoot their shot. Nah. Probably not a caliber.
I hear that, but I don't think so. I don't think she would have said it if people were shooting their shot. She wouldn't have said it.
I don't think a celebrity guy's shooting their shot. I think regular smegular guys are shooting their shot.
Nah, bro.
I think there's a difference.
No, bro, that guy's a shooter. It's like, all right, cool. So we don't watch basketball, but it's like the equivalent of like, say, if you support Liverpool and Mo Salah, yeah, and you support Liverpool and Mo Salah's a proper shooter, yeah, he's a baller, yeah, and then like his wife is, you know what I mean, like whatever, the childhood sweethearts, whatever, but Mo Salah's a proper shooter. Now, all the normal guys are going to respect Mo Salah's wife because he's putting in some work like for his team, innit? So they're going to respect it. They're not going to slide in the DMs and be like, let me send Mo Salah's wife a quick dick pic.
You know what I mean?
A quick dick pic, because, you get me? They got respect for him. So it's like, nah, the regular guys probably respect man so much because he's the best shooter in the league.
A regular man is not going to send his wife a dick pic. This is a joke thing. A regular schmegler guy respect. I don't think...
Absolutely, because I think that's his wife.
You don't think they respect him?
Yes, because listen. A regular schmegler guy is going to have... less respected with Steph Curry than anyone within the circle, because you're never going to have interaction. But you're never going to have interaction. Exactly, my point. You're never going to have interaction with him. If you shoot your shot with like a football player's wife,
she's got four kids,
exactly. If you shoot your shot with a football player's wife,
why ain't gonna shoot a shot with that?
But it doesn't matter. If a football player's wife with four kids, yeah. Imagine, alright, cool. Iwobi's girl.
I want to shoot my shot at Iwobi's girl.
Cool. If they had four kids. At Sterling's girl.
Could he?
Are you? So your friend. So Sterling's missus.
Hey!
Sterling's missus. You're going
to
throw your.
I would not move to Sterling's missus. Too much respect for Sterling, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same kind of thing.
Fair enough.
It's the same kind of respect with Steph.
Yeah, man. This is respect level, man.
But now another thing I was thinking is that obviously the fact that she said this, yeah, now she's gonna get hella dudes trying to shoot. Cause I've seen dudes already and they've interviewed some people like just. And guys are gonna shoot her shot
because she wants.
She's gonna get hella dick pics now. Hella dick pics. All the time. Steph's gonna be managing her account now. He's got to put that shit on private because
he came out and supported her.
No, he did. He said.
Came out and so kind of just said like, thank you. I appreciate you for being a strong woman and not being afraid to address your opinions and whatever like that. Like, you get me? Listen, for me, I understand where she's coming from, but I understand why a man could be angry at her saying that. But I understand where she's coming from because it's like, at the end of the day, it's what you said earlier. Like, you know, like, if you've been in a relationship for so long, you might want to see if you still got it, right? And for men, to see if you still got it is kind of maybe you going out and then like, you know, say if your single friends were talking to a bunch of girls, but then you were just a bunch, you know,
around them.
And you were talking, and one of the girls was feeling you and trying to mute to you or whatever, you'd be like, you know what I mean? Like you'd be flirting, maybe flirt back, but you'd have no intention of doing anything with them at all, but you might flirt back just to see if you still got it. And you'd be like, oh, cool, I still got it. Yeah, you get me? Yeah, finger roll. Like, straight. But then you go home, you go back to your girl, cool. But you just know, right, man, still got it. Like, you get me? If anything goes wrong here...
I'm in the field.
You know what I mean? Like, so... But for girls, it's the other way around. Like, guys usually move to girls. So... usually, even for a relationship, a girl will be getting attention. Like, they would still get something, right? Like, they would still... like, guys will still maybe be hollering them or say something to them. And maybe she doesn't get that at all. And, you know, that's where she's coming from. So it's like, yo, like, she just wants to, you know, just feel that, you know, attention. Like, you know, everyone wants it. Like, if you're in a relationship for so long, you kind of just start thinking, maybe when you're out, you're just thinking, oh, wait, am I still... am I still that bitch? Or am I still that nigga? Like, yeah. you still, you know what I mean? So I get where she's coming from, like. So, yeah, man, like, yeah, man, it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, but we got any other topics, man?
You're
cool, Ash.
You're goody, don't worry.
You're cool, Ash.
Yeah, man.
Put that page on private, though, because guys are going to be...
onto you.
All kind of stuff. Mandingos.
What? What's a mandingo? What is going on? Whoa.
Yeah, Rex, relax.
Cool. I was going to ask you, man. It's a random question. How do you know if your girl is being moved to you by a lesbian? How do you know if your girl is being moved to you by a lesbian? Or someone you're with being moved to by a lesbian?
How do you know?
Yeah, like how is
what lesbian looks like.
It doesn't matter what they look like. It depends.
How do you know they're being moved?
It's like a gay guy with you.
Sorry?
No, not in no funny.
There's one person years ago, and they got muted by some gay guy, but it's funny.
Was it in a group?
Yeah. That's funny. But anyway.
Wait. So, what?
Yeah, it's funny. It's just funny.
Can you tell the story off here?
Nah, I'll maybe.
No, you already. Alright, cool. So, like, obviously.
Shit.
Obviously, you might not be able to tell if a girl's a lesbian or not sometimes. So, how do you tell if, like, how would your girl or they be able to tell that they get moved to by a lesbian? How do you think?
How would your girl?
Girls can't tell,
yeah. There's girls are being friendly.
Some girls have the radar. And I think it's the same as guys. Like, actually, no, you know what? Guys, I think it's the same thing. Because, obviously, as a straight man, you probably think that gay guys are a certain way. Like, they talk a certain way or some shit, yeah?
Mm.
But that's not even the case in reality. Isn't it? Like, that's not even the case. And it's the same thing with gay girls. Like, some of them are dykes, so they look like boys, isn't it?
Yeah, some
so
of them know really, if they're talking to you.
You know what I'm going on.
But I'm talking about, like, the girly girls.
But the girly girls, you don't really know because they just do everything that a normal girl does in general. Like, a normal girl, a straight girl, would come up to your girl and say, oh my God, you look so beautiful. Like, oh my God, I love your hair and shit like that. But that's the same thing a lesbian girl would do. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like...
Do you think they have an advantage?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
The
girls.
On Monday we went
thing.
Yeah.
And like, one of the dykes was moving to one girl.
I think one of the
finesse was so wonderful. I think wonderful. One of the dykes
was trying to chat to my girl at one point.
Yeah, she was.
I know. This is how I brought this up.
Is this raw?
That's what brought this up. Go on.
This is why, you that's intervened. So yeah, I'm so happy you intervened because it was getting peak. It's mad still.
All right, we'll talk about it. That's fair.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I forgot what it was. But I saw one of the dykes moving to one girl. The finesse was so sick. Like, she just, like... Oh, it was so quick. Like,
do you remember?
It was snappy. Yeah,
she was whining with the one that was whining with the girl.
I think so, yeah.
No, because I remember I saw a thing outside kissing.
One short white girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
And she was like, but the dyke was finessing. It was mad. Like, I was like, wow. Swear down. But it's easy for them. It's just easy for them, man.
It's easier for them. Because as a girl, girls don't feel girls don't really feel intimidated.
Intimidated by chatting to a girl,
by chatting to a girl. So it's just like, all right, cool, she might be being friendly. Mm-hmm. Then the next thing you know, she's going to get your number. And then even then you might not even
really think it,
Even then you might not even clock it. But then, like, obviously, they start saying,
"Let me eat your nanny."
Yeah, I mean, coochie.
That's wild. What? What happened?
That's what they're probably saying. Or let me take you on a date. They might say something like, "Let me take you on a date," right? And then you know what time it is. Also,
Nah. I'm not gonna lie. I don't think girls have to take girls on dates. Girls have to take girls on dates. I think it's cool for them to go straight to each other's yards. I think they made that rule for us, yeah, because, you know, man was just getting carried away at one point in time. Man was getting carried away at one point in time. Like, that was every man's move at one point. Every man's move was like, yo.
You're going to come to the yard?
Yeah, you want to come round. So then it's like, and then girls are all speaking to each other. Like, he's always asking me to come round. So he was asking me to come round too, so was he.
I'm going nuts. So someone blew up the sport. Someone blew up the sport and made life expensive for guys.
Yeah.
Basically, it was
Someone, the person who ruined the game, yeah, was Uncle, yeah, back in 2002 when he came round to the ends, yeah. He came through, he came in the ends in a Bimmer, in one of the newest Bimmers in 2002, yeah. Drove round and moved to the local Jezzy, and it made the local Jezzy feel like she was amazing and special. Took her out, yeah, mm-hmm. Like she was a queen, and then she started acting brand new. Yeah, and that's where the game got fucked up. That's exactly where the game got fucked up. Because now that local Jezzy is out there living life, yeah, but man always remembers that she was getting beat out by Bear Mandem and fucking... But now this fucking freshie made you feel special. Now you're somebody. Fuck you, ho.
You sound like nobody. A took experience.
No, sorry.
You sound like you took it burned.
So yeah, you burned. Burned.
Oh, no, no.
That's wild.
Next podcast, I think, obviously I'm saying it now so guys can get prepared. There was
married.
No, I'm not getting married.
Sorry.
We need to have a talk off air before I talk about any of that. Anyway, I might be single. Anyway,
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm joking. Like, I saw on Insta that Chip was talking, like, who's the best.
Right, who's the best MCs.
North?
Oh yeah,
versus South.
Can you put out the list? I think.
It's not on the list, but I think we should. We need to come prepared to the podcast,
proper dissector, yeah.
And dissect that and have a conversation about that. Mm-hmm. And we might have to bring guys with knowledge. We might have to bring Trey, and we might have to try to get somewhere.
Right.
Because this
right.
conversation needs to be had.
Right. Okay. All right. Cool.
And it needs to be dissected.
I'm down for that still.
So we'll talk. We'll have words about this. But next podcast, I think we need to have that conversation. North or South? We got a bias as it is, but
of course,
they have a point. They have a point.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, man, we'll do that. I like that still.
All right, cool.
All right, so man, it's been a good podcast.
We done?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we done. We out. Done, right, cool. Right? Yeah.
I thought we were done, man.
Yeah, we're done.
No, done?
Yeah, we're done.
Have we got any more topics?
There's no more topics on my side.
Man. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, wait. One last topic. Shout out to man like Archie.
Archie?
Who the fuck is Archie?
Shout out to man like Archie. Archibald. Big Arch.
I'm even calling him Archie.
Oh, Megan.
I'm calling him Leroy.
Shout out to Lily.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Leroy, man. Big up, man. Big up. Blood cleats. Anyways. Listen, anyway.
Boo boo.
Listen.
Chop it.
Hey! Boo boo. Yeah, nah, Archie, yeah, man. Archie's been.
I need to do some research on Instagram.
The royal baby has been born and that.
Yeah, man. Big up Megan.
Yeah, big up Megan.
And Harry.
Big up Harry.
Yeah, man. Harry's a real one. Yeah, man, proper respect to that. Obviously, hopefully, like, you know what I mean, like, Megan doesn't get too corrupted in the thing, though, because she's moving all right at the moment. You get me? Like, she's moving. She's.
What do you mean corrupted? What do you mean by that?
You know, like, how you get corrupted by the way the tradition of shit, like, of how the royal family move. Like, hopefully she tries to move away from that, but safely though, because obviously Diana did that and she tried to move away from
the extra.
Yeah, so we don't talk about that, but yeah,
I think
hopefully Megan does the same thing, but she does it safely and she does it, you know what I mean, accordingly. And
I think she's been moving right.
Yeah, I think she's moving cool.
Like, I feel like she's just
one of the real.
I don't think she's. Huh?
Sorry, not one. Oh no, go ahead, man.
I do think that she isn't like trying to follow the tradition. I don't think she's trying to do that, but I do feel like she kind of has to. A little bit, she has to kind of follow tradition, obviously, because she's royal now, right? She's royal. So she's got to kind of move a certain type of way, but, like, I don't think she's trying to follow tradition, like, straight out. Do you know what I mean?
I think Harry and her are trying to kind of break it.
I think so. I think, listen, once those two are dead, the Queen and Philip, once they're dead,
Charles needs to go as well, man. Game of Thrones.
Once they're all dead, which, you know what I mean, I'm sure they ain't got long left.
Nah, them man live up to 100. I don't know what they eat. I don't know what they eat.
An alkaline diet, that's what I'm saying. Right, so.
Dr. Sebi. Yeah.
So.
They keep that to me, ain't dead.
Yeah.
They got Dr. Sebi in a basement somewhere.
Yeah, Dr. Sebi's there. So they got an alkaline diet, so they're going to. Yeah, they all live up to 100, so they're cool, but they'll obviously, you know what I mean, they'll probably die soon, so obviously my guy's going to be queen, innit? William.
I said my guy's gonna be Queen. Don't move him.
King, sorry. Move your man still. But yeah, he's gonna be King, and then what's her name's gonna be Queen, which is gonna be terrible. But who cares?
Okay. And, garbage.
Yeah, yeah, but it is what it is. And like, yeah, man. So from there, I think you'll just see everything kind of shift a bit. And obviously, my guy's he's like what, quarter black.
Can you say nigga? He's a quarter. Can you say nigga?
Is he allowed to? Yeah.
Can Archie say nigga? That's what I'm gonna ask you, man.
Yeah. Can is he allowed to?
I don't know, man. Yeah, he can. Yeah.
can quarter black people say nigga?
Boy.
Quarter.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's not even half.
Jesus.
Is she black, by the way?
She's mixed race. Black.
She's mixed race.
Yeah. Her mum's a dread woman.
Her mum's black.
Beautiful. I know, but her pops white.
Yeah, he's a hillbilly.
Her mum's black, but she got a bit of Indian, and I think obviously Western. You know what I mean? With Cooley,
I don't know if she. I don't know, but do you think he's gonna be in the crib shouting nigga, nigga, nigga in the crib?
Yeah, maybe.
Listen to drill. Drill is the trap.
Drill.
It's the drill of the trappers.
The tracks.
Anyway, let's end the podcast there.
But yeah, listen, people. Thank you for listening again. As I say, look, it's our year. As Luke said earlier, it's our our year anniversary, and that sounds kind of mad, but it is what it is. It's our year anniversary, and. We just want to thank everyone for listening so far. We're going to get bigger. We're going to get better. And just keep on listening. Keep on sharing, as usual, as we always say. And yeah, man, it's been a beautiful journey. We had some good times. We had some bad times. But you know what I mean? It's been amazing. I'd like to thank Rax on the boards. I'd like to thank Luke on the Mac. And I'd like to thank myself as well.
Man did a laser noise.
Yeah, man. We make this thing pop, so anything you guys want to say before we go?
I already said my speech in the middle.
Everyone. Yeah. Birthday tomorrow, obviously. Thanks for everyone.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday, man.
All that stuff. It's been good, man. It's been good. 27. I'm old now, but we're getting better.
We're older.
Older but wiser. At least you reached that age, man.
Yeah, man.
That's a beautiful thing.
But yeah, man.
27 years young.
People, we're going to be out, and we'll be back next week for some more. Juice and sauce, but yeah.
Juice and the sauce.
Until then, we've been Spare Change Podcast. My name is Devin. My name is Spuds. That's Rex. That's Luke.
Yeah, we out.
We out.